We're going now to some breaking news. As we heard in the 11 o'clock headlines, the former independent newspaper journalist Gemma O'Doherty has been taking an unfair dismissals case against Independent News. And I gather there's a development in that case. Ingrid Miley, our industry and employment correspondent, is on the line now. Ingrid, what's been happening there?
Well, as you know, Sean, this is this case has been running for about a year and a half. It followed Gemma O'Doherty, who was a reporter for the Irish Independent. She was investigating the penalty point scandal and went to the home of Martin Callanan, the then Garda Commissioner, to investigate issues that had surrounded claims that he might have had penalty points investigated. She wished to confirm the address, and there were issues that arose from that. And she has maintained that she was unfairly selected for compulsory redundancy as a consequence of that. The Independent had denied that, saying that that was part of a corporate restructuring and what have you. But what has happened today is that the case has been settled. In the course of the Employment Appeals Tribunal hearing, Brian Kennedy, Senior Counsel for Independent Newspapers, read out a statement on behalf of Independent Newspapers. And it must be said that the Employment Appeals Tribunal said that this was very unusual in its experience. But the statement states, Independent Newspapers wish to acknowledge the exceptional work of multi-award winning investigative journalist Gemma O'Doherty for the Irish Independent during the course of a lengthy career. Independent Newspapers accept that Gemma O'Doherty has acted at all times in a professional and diligent manner and in the best interests of Independent Newspapers. Independent Newspapers unreservedly apologise to Ms. O'Doherty for the stress and hardship caused to her and her husband as a result of its actions. Independent Newspapers have agreed to pay Ms. O'Doherty undisclosed damages and to indemnify her in relation to her legal costs. Now, there's going to be a six-week implementation period for that, Sean, so it has to be done by the 2nd of February.
So it looks like an outcome that will have brought considerable satisfaction to Gemma O'Doherty. Any reaction from either side as a result of this development?
Well, Independent Newspapers, their delegation left before we could get a comment, but Gemma O'Doherty outside the Employment Appeals Tribunal said the very comprehensive apology and expression of regret from Independent Newspapers today represented a resounding vindication of her personal and professional reputation. She said she now just wants to get on with her career and continue to uphold the fundamental principles of investigative journalism and free speech. Now, her solicitor, Paul Tweed, he has also been acting for Gemma in separate legal proceedings involving personal injury and defamation cases. So he said outside the EAT that Gemma had been totally vindicated by this comprehensive apology and acknowledgement of her professional reputation by Independent Newspapers. He said that as today's announcement is related to separate personal injury and defamation claims, it would be inappropriate to make any further comment at this stage, pending an application to be made on to the High Court in January. So the only thing is that we don't know the extent of the damages that have been awarded to, you know, of the settlement to Gemma O'Doherty. That apparently is confidential, and we don't know how much her legal costs would have amounted to. But I suppose for Independent Newspapers, this means that there will not be an open court hearing of the ins and outs of this case.
But Ingrid, if I heard you correctly, and clarify if I'm wrong on this, are there other proceedings likely to unfold in the High Court in the new year?
No. What has happened is that we have only discussed in today's forum the EAT hearing in relation to unfair dismissal. But the settlement that has been done also relates to the PI and the personal injury and the defamation case. But they won't be formally, you know, ended, if you like, until a statement is made in the High Court in January. But the deal has been done.
Okay, Ingrid, thank you very much indeed for bringing us that breaking news there. That's our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley. We'll be talking television after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.